Hey y'all, I am back. This is Poetry with Erica Jean, and what a great way to start a brand new podcast, the National Poetry Month, because now it's Poetry with Erica Jean. I was going to do a poem and a poem analysis and all of that great stuff here, but I wanted to reintroduce you to me. For those of you who do not know me, and for those who do, and tell you why this channel has been revamped a couple of times. So when I first came on to this channel, I did share poetry. I shared poetry and also my thoughts on different viral stories on the internet. So I did a lot of that. And then I revamped again to Manga Mondays, which I still read mangas. I love mangas. I love reading books in general. But I don't know. It just really didn't speak to me. Now, I really enjoyed doing the Manga Mondays because it kept me accountable to research different topics and themes of a particular genre of manga that I've been reading. And I love creating the different cutesy podcasts with the cutesy music in the background and all of that. Great memories. I enjoyed doing that. So that's still a joy to me. But I've been gone for a while. I've gotten rid of my Podbean. And I'm glad that a lot of my recordings are still here. Some people, when they do a complete revamp, they get rid of everything that deals with the old. And I get it, because if you are reinventing yourself, if you are carving out a new space for yourself, then getting rid of the old makes perfect sense. I've done it before when it comes to blogs and some podcasts. But just like a circle, it comes back 360. You get rid of it and it's reborn again. And all of those recordings are a part of who I am. They still are a part of who I am. Social media, I'm still on social media, although I've gotten rid of a couple of social media apps. Maybe I'll talk about it one day in a poem, but or just a regular chat. But I still love reading as well, so I don't want to get rid of those recordings that are here, because they're still a part of who I am. But a major part of who I am is poetry. So why am I changing my Podbean yet again, and this time to poetry? Well, it wouldn't be my first time talking about poetry and sharing poetry on here, so it's not a completely different thing that I am doing. But as far as trying to brand myself, that's what I'm doing here. I want to focus on the writing of poetry, the sharing of poetry, analyzing poetry, everything that deals with poetry, because it's one of those creative arts that is recognized big time during this time of year. April is poetry month, so I've invested in buying some books of poems by new and old authors, which I'll be talking about. And I've been promoting my book Rumors of Ouroboros, and I've been sharing my poems on other sites, just, you know, getting into poetry even more. And again, this is the month where poets really truly shine, because after this month, who else is going to be reading poetry, right? And I know I still will. And because this channel is opening up, I want to continue poetry in that vein. So one of the reasons why I opened up this channel or this podcast as a poetic podcast is because it's National Poetry Month, and it's just a great way to reintroduce myself The second reason why I'm opening up this podcast is because it will keep me accountable, just like when I was doing the Manga Mondays. It will keep me accountable to continue to stick with poetry in all of its myriad beautiful forms. Thirdly, it will help me to develop my poetic muscle. I wanted an outlet to talk about poetry, not just my poetry, but all kinds of poetry. And I wanted to try to bring in more engagement for poetry. I'm not delusional to the point where I think that this podcast is going to bring in a million subscribers. Again, poetry is not, I hate to say this part as someone who is in love with poetry, but poetry is not as sought after as fiction and nonfiction. It's just not. but it is talked about and it's still here, and there are some amazing poets who have capitalized off of their poetry. And then there are poets like myself who don't mind capitalizing off my poems, but even if I didn't earn from my poetry, I would still be writing them. So it'll definitely help me to hone my muscles, my poetic muscles here, to consistently and constantly talk about poetry. So I hope that this brief reintroduction to what I am doing serves a purpose for you. I encourage feedback. So Podbean allows comments, and wherever else you find my podcast, I'll try to make sure that it gets to various channels. Wherever you find this podcast, make sure that you share it, subscribe, like it if you do like it. If you don't like it, that's fine too. and comment. This is the best way that I know that I'm reaching you, and the best way to get feedback, and the best way for you to be heard as well. So thank you for listening to my reintroduction. It's Poetry with Erica Jean.